delicate, like a flower. Does do you ever hear people call it a jelly bean?
As some people say,
jelly bean
pansy
for a man who
pansy children, and some are
and something that people used to carry their money in.
Change
girlies.
Okay. And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
A watch, a bracelet.
And say if you had a lot of things strung up together.
That's what my son.
Okay, of what? A
necklace.
Did you say a string of beads?
String of beads or pearls or necklace?
Do you ever hear a pair of beads? Would you say that?
A pair of beads, no.
And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Galaxies or something like that. I heard my grandfather say, but I don't remember for sure.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed.
The bedspread.
What about something women used to make for warmth?
Quilts.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillows.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow? Do you ever hear of a bolster?
No.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on, you could make And you'd say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
fertile.
What different kinds of land do they have around here?
Rocky, clay... sandy, dry.
What's the best kind of land for farming?
Good fertile soil.
Do you ever hear of anything called loam or loam?
No.
What about gumbo?
No. Yeah, gumbo clay. Yeah, I've heard that, gumbo clay.
What is gumbo clay like?
It's a sticky clay. And it just, you can't hardly... dig it out because it just all gooey together, clay, and then when you do get it out, it gets real hard. It's like rocks, but
what color is it?
Kind of, well, I think it's kind of a grayish to a yellowish red. Depends on the locality.
The flat land along a stream or a river that's overflowed and it's good for planting.
Mulch land.
Huh?
Yeah, gumbo mulch land.
What do you mean mulch?
I wouldn't know. All I know is they say they have muck farms, and they say their land is real fertile and rich, so I...
pick it out. Bottom land or... What have you heard it called?
Pass, meadow. The meadow field. I know one man used to call his field that. That was near the... woods in the water.
What did he grow in the meadow?
Well, usually he just used his for grass, and he had the best, tenderest grass there, so he would put his cows, or his milk cows in that field, so they would get the best of the grass.
What about the lowland or bottom land? Have you heard that expression? Bottoms or bottom land or low land?
I've heard some people say, well, this land's real low land, or when they say that, this one lady said that, and what she meant, her land was real wet, and you'd get stuck if you got out there. She said, our land is real low land, so be careful, and I didn't know what she meant, but I found out I got stuck.
What about land that's got water standing on it a lot of the time, and it's got trees overgrown in it, and it'd be good for hunting in, maybe.
A pond?
Well, more overgrown than that.